An impromptu village of tents and camper trailers sprawls across the lawn of the Napa County Fairgrounds in Calistoga. Camped in one of the corners, Greg Lomakin is lending his cell phone to a neighbor so he can call about getting a hotel room. Lomakin is one of hundreds who has lost his home. He lived in Cobb, on Cobb Mountain, close to where the fire started.
We're up on the ridge. We're up at 3,200 feet, and then down along Bottle Rock. It started along there somewhere, and you could just see it blowing east, and it was slowly working its way up the hill, but it was just roaring east.
They left about the time it jumped the freeway.
Went down into Lower Lake and back through to Middletown. That's where they said the evacuation area was. And then they evacuated the evacuation area. It was amazing watching that sucker move down the hill. You know, the flames were going up a few hundreds of feet.
He, his wife, and three kids had a few hours to grab some possessions, but they left a lot behind.
Tent trailer, my dogs, fishing pole, my tools. Yeah, I can go to work, but that's about it. Oh, we got the pictures and a few, you know.
When the fire started on Saturday, it was blazing hot. But recently, cooler temperatures and higher humidity are helping firefighters contain it. But for the more than 10,000 evacuees like Lomakin, home still feels a long ways away. In fact, given the destruction, he's not sure he wants to go back.
There's nothing left. There's no trees. There's nothing to make it pretty anymore. There's no reason to live there.
Nearly 100 square miles have burned in Lake County, in an area that backs up to the areas burned by the Rocky and Jerusalem fire just a few months ago. But the Valley Fire is destruction on a different order. Here's CAL FIRE spokesman Daniel Berlant speaking at a briefing.
In fact, this fire is likely, when it's all said and done, to probably hit the top five of the most destructive wildfires in California's recorded histories.
Widespread mandatory and advised evacuation orders remain in effect as fire crews are focusing on putting out hotspots.
Many residents ask, well, in my area, the fire has burned through. Why can't I get back home? You have to remember there is a lot of infrastructure damage, downed trees, power lines. All those hazards have to be dealt with before we can safely get homeowners back in.
Fully containing the fire, Berlant warns, will take some time. But for the most part, evacuees report that they are comfortable and getting their needs met. Nearly everyone expressed gratitude for the care being shown by the people of Calistoga and the Red Cross. Here's evacuee John Anderson.
We're doing great. The people of Calistoga have really opened their arms to us, and we're not wanting for anything. And so that's a real relief, and we have a strong sense of community. It's like our whole neighborhood is recreated at this wonderful refugee camp. So we're really lucky everyone made it out.
John was joined by his 8-year-old daughter, Sydney. She was glad the family dog made it out, too. She made sure to bring her favorite stuffed animal, a red teddy bear named Fireheart, some clothes, shoes, and her bow and arrow. The Andersons expect their home is destroyed, but for now, they say it's good to have each other. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Vinton.